Simcha of Gimel, we're up to Siv Gimel. Asala Adam Shikasha Atzmei Ladas, Yavi Atzmei Ledehir. A person is not allowed to cause himself to have a kishu deliberately. Will come to a hero Chav Gimel, Gimel. Or bring himself a dehir, Alam Yavi Ledehir. If a person finds that he's maharer, yisia libay medivrei havai ledivrei taira. Push yourself from thinking about the ishtosim to divrei taira, shiayelas ahuvim vialas chayim. What happens if you find thinking about the Yankees works better? You say, if you have these machshavas, think about something else. So dafka, well, it's a school to talk ayelas ahuvim. You think about the Yankees or supper or ice cream, it might work better. I don't know. At any rate, I think the point is to get where you want to be. Lefikach, now here's a halacha that's mentioned twice in Shas. Asa la'adam lishan al arpa yupan of lamayla. A person not supposed to sleep on his back with his body facing up. Ad shiyata ma'at. He should turn his body at least a little on the side. Excuse me. Kadesh al yavali de kishoy. So this halacha, I find a little confusing. Halacha is a person not supposed to sleep on his back, he's supposed to sleep on the side, which is not sleeping in a fetal position is better for your back anyway. But is it a gzeira or is it a
suggestion?
A bacha comes over to me. He said, first time he learned it, he's 15 years old, he's been sleeping on his back all his life. It doesn't bring him lidei kisha. It doesn't, there's no scientific, I can't think of a scientific reason that should bring a person to it. Rashi in one place, Rashi says that if you lie on your back, you're more likely to touch yourself. All right, so a person is he's doing it without. So I'm not sure what the, why if this is sort of a takana or if it's a, or if it's lamais, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. I believe people who have hip replacement are not supposed to cross their legs for many months, and they're told to sleep on their back dafka. If you cross the leg with the hip replacement, it depends if it's a full hip replacement or if it's a ball replacement. If it's a ball replacement, it's your original joint, it could pop out. So they tell people to sleep on their dafka on their backs. So I don't know. I don't know how to talk about it. And we already had lav dafka on a couple of other halachas. So I don't know. I looked around. Looked at the place. I can't find it. What? They're not. No. So the question is, if they're doing it for 6 months, they have a choice. When they see it doesn't bring them lidei kishu. So now they have to aser. I don't know. Yeah, you're right. Certainly, when they have to, they have to. The next halacha, lo yistakel. So it's the same thing, probably, as it says here. That's Rashi's lashon, pen yosim yoder. Okay, so it's a gzeira, or it's a person knows it doesn't happen. It's really the same question. That's the Rashi's lashon anita, is that way. Another halacha, lo yistakel b'behema chayivoy p'shosha mizdakikin zachal in the keva. A person not supposed to look at even at animals, the shah they're doing such a thing. They're doing their mating. Umutal b'a behema. People whose profession is to bring an animal to pregnancy. Lahachnis kemuchal b'shefeferes. They could do whatever is needed to do. This is a Meferish Gemara. So this is the Makar. We discussed this in the past. That somebody, what? A doctor. So Makar in Shas is this piece of Gemara that he's Asipa Malachtai. So he's Eni Mahar. Now it's interesting. We just had in Simichov Beis of Zion, By Hilchis Yichud, you don't have it in your copies, but Afila Isha Oskei Malachti Im Hanoshim, also Lailis Yachid Im Hanoshim. There we didn't say a heter of Aisipa Malachtai. There the Shulchan Aruch said that there's no heter of Aisipa Malachtai. I spoke out there, the Radvaz, who had a different heter of Leimara Umnasa. A person is afraid he's gonna who is gonna ruin his parnasa if he gets a reputation for doing improper things. That's a heter for Yichud. It's not a heter here. Here he's not gonna ruin his reputation via Sirhurim. So here it says a heter of that he's Isaac Pamalachta in its mutter. I was looking here, I saw a chiddush, to me it was a big chiddush, of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's Sefer Emes Liyakov on Ebenezer on this sif. So they quote Rabbi Yaakov there. I'll read to you the language. He says, Yeshestapek and Shori Labas Yisrael Listaper Eitzel Sapor Zachar Yehudi. If a woman is allowed to go to a Jewish male barber, the kashalaimer heter the osik b'malachdan. It's difficult to say this heter. He's osik b'malacha va'ifin shekol malachdam hu lahana isa. His whole job is to make her look good. So, and then he says, "Imasaper hu gai." So by a yid, it's a shayla. I guess a believer he means. "Imasaper hu gai." If it's a guy, he says, "There's no iser." Yeah, should stop. He can know us labas yisrael alachaz. If it's a nice thing. No, it's a good thing to do such a thing. B'tzarchin, he says. So, according to that, certainly a makeup artist or something, a Jewish male would be us. That's what it says. And I want to stress, he starts with the words, yesh l'stapek. He doesn't say it as a halacha pshuta. This is what he says. So I have just my own ha'ara on this. The sugi in the Gemara seems to be a contradiction to Rabbi Yaakov. The sugi in the Gemara, Navay Dezara, Daf Chaf Amid Beis, where the heter of Uman, Bumnasei Tarid, is brought, has an example. It's in the Shakla V'Tarya of the Gemara. If you read it, you have to read the whole Shakla V'Tarya. But one example it brings there is an issa to look at the big date Savainim Shalisha. You're not supposed to be Isaac with feminine garments. And there it says, one of the rayas that Umam B'Vnasei Tarid is mono leshpure hechi avina. How do we give clothing to a tailor, a women's clothing to a tailor or to a cleaner? What's the heter? They're not supposed to be busy with women's clothing. So the Gemara there brings, it's machlex in the Gemara, but the Madiyawi Paschalike answers that he's Tarid B'Malachtai. So they're also, especially a tailor, he's making it look good on her. So it's more than a barber. And it says a heter, tarbe malachtai.
This is on him, because he might come to
you. It's on his. Well, Rabbi Yaakov is saying that she shouldn't go to the barber because he's going to be mahar. So he's saying she shouldn't go because he's going to be mahar. So then why, how? So, but the Gemara says she could give big dates of item to a man. He doesn't say he's going to be Mahar, he'll say, you know, he'll be Mahar, it's his Haver, he shouldn't be, he's our Torah B'Malachtai. The word is the heter of Torah B'Malachtai, Rabbi Yaakov makes it sound like it's only like animals, Mechal B'Shefei Feres. So there, Torah B'Malachtai is not going to cut him, but if he's Isaac to make it look good, it should be awesome. From the Gemara, it sounds like, maybe I didn't learn the Gemara properly, but the quick review of the Gemara seems to be talking in a very similar case. You can't catch Rabbi Yaakov with a Gemara, but what should I do? I don't I'm just mentioning it as a question. Lashpure, to repair it. Lashafar, to make it nice. No, it's not on.
Okay, so by barber, she's actually...
What's the difference? We're talking about Issahir, Cheshashir. I'm saying, I said, Malachta is a heter. So Rabbi Yaakov is saying, no, not if you want to make her look good.
But I'm saying that she's actually there for it.
You're saying you've got Svara, but it has nothing to do, I don't think it has to do with the Gemara. Rabbi Yaakov is not saying the chilik is that it's not her clothing, it's her body. If you say that, it'll be good. But he's saying, she's Isaac Lana. All right. Maybe you're right. Maybe that's a chilik.
When he's trying to make her look good, he has to look at her with a look of, is she looking good?
That's still mutter.
And
still, but by clothing you don't have to.
Just make sure the beggar is good.
Okay, I guess it depends. I guess they didn't have such tight-fitting clothing in those days. You just had to make the hem. What? We're talking about... So maybe he's right. Maybe in those days they didn't fit it so tightly like we do it today. Today they fit it. It should be snug on the body. The stomach. I don't know. Right. Maybe that's the difference. If she's there, she's not there. Could be. Rabbi Akritah calls the difference. If she's there, she's not there. Kishui? There's no way. What, you're going to bring him a hearer in Kishui? By a guy? There's no way.
Yeah, is there an to
I don't think so. The Nishmar to be called over. The Makar, also Lahar B'yayim Shiavili, the Yitumba Balaylo, it's a deraisa, but it's Nishmar to be called over. Which Pashtus is not from the Sheva Mitzvahs. Pashtus, it's from the Mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael. Unless there's a Makar differently, I don't know. Covering a hair by a barber. First of all, I don't know if he's talking about a single girl or a married woman, but I guess it would be the same. If the heter would apply, it would be the same heter of Bum Nasei Tari. But you're right. Maybe Yaakov is talking about a single woman. There's another. Mechaira, maybe it's different. There may be another second makar for Umam B'mnasei Tarid, although the lashim there may be different. In Masechta Saita, it talks about dealing with the Saita. There are actually two parts of dealing with the Saita. One is the Tanufa. The Kayah puts his hands under her hands and lifts it up. So I guess it's the same sort of hatter that he's Tarid. But Taisus is the Kasha. Taisus and Saita and Daf Yates and Asuka Mem Zayin with these two places it's brought. And Taisus says a different lashon. I think it's called Yerushalmi. He says Ein Yetzahara Matzui L'shah. He seems to be saying that it's a quick tenufa. I don't know what it means. Ein Yetzahara Matzui L'shah. And it could be it's also B'mnasei Tarin. It's only L'shah. It's a heter. The Mishnah in Saita says, part of the procedure is Kayin Eichis Bibigodeha. The Kayin grabs her clothing and Nikru. If they rip, they rip. And Nifrumu. Ad Shemegalas Liba. Besaisa Rasara. Until he uncovers her, Isaisa Rasara. And Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Mhaya Liba Na, Loyaya Megaleu. Mhaya Sara Na, Loyaya Isaisa. We pass it to Chachamim. That even if Libana, that there's a heter. So again, it could be that busy being menaval her, that's different. Maybe the Beis Hamikdash is different. I'm not sure what the geder advarim is, but if there's a geder of umam b'mnasai tarud, certainly in Beis Hamikdash, I would think that it's a similar makar. It's not brought here as a makar for this. For this whole thing, so I'm not sure. I'm not aware that the age of a person affects the surim of the semen. We do say B'mnasei Tarid. We advise people not to be busy with them all the time. We know that it leads to, it could lead to. Okay, let's see Sif Dalid. It could be Emes HaMikdash is different. It says such a thing by Eches Bama to urinate. It says such a thing. Okay, Sif Dalid. Also, la'adam she'enei nasoi l'shleach yadav bimivushav. What's bimivushav? It's unusual. The gra. You ever saw a gra with a kaitch word? Bimivushav. Gra yorab bimivushav. Ratzalayim bimbeim. Period. He says a person is not allowed to touch himself by the male evarim. K'dei shleach yadav bimivushav. Vafilu mitachas tiburai. lo yachnis yadai shema yavali deher. Well, you're not even supposed to touch yourself lower than your navel, lower than the belly button. I'm guessing, I don't know. This says Rabbeinu HaKadosh didn't do it. Rabbeinu HaKadosh was Rabbeinu HaKadosh. I assume this means without a purpose. Otherwise, you can't stick your hands into your pockets at all. The Taz Beis, Layach Des Yadai, says, I'm Ash Ksafti Yeredeakuf Pei Beis, Elayhav El Taisefes Kedusha, of Elay Ikru Ladina. So it seems he understands the Bechaber to be mamish, not to touch it all, like Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and that's Anoga Taiva. It's not a chiyav on every person. Back to the Shulchan Aruch. Vimhishtin mayim, if a person's urinating, lo yechiz ba'ama v'yishtin. He shouldn't hold himself. Bama is more of a chash of chimum than mevushav. Im hoya nosui mutter, if he was married, it's mutter. Zap beishmol dalid. What I mean, im hoya nosui mutter, mashva afilu ein ishta imay mutter. It's like pas besaloi that it's mutter. I'm not sure the mitzias on that, but that's what it says. Ubei nosui b'sheini nosui lo yashit lamed lama klal al b'shashut sarchun nekavav. A person shouldn't touch that part of his body unless there's a reason. Sarchlin the cover. I assume that means that includes a person's washing himself. These things are mutter. So this is a basic idea of a personal tznius of a person, that a person should be careful. What do you do with Rashi and Chayasara on Simna Yotcha Taches Yirechi? Rashi there says, according to Rashi, Hanishbat sarach lito biyadai chayfet shal mitzvah. When you make a shul, you have to hold the chayfet shal mitzvah. Because I say, if you tear it, fill in. Hamila haisa mitzvah rishayna. Chaviv alav. Vinatla. I understand that. Means he touched the oisim makam when he was meshbiyahim. I looked at, there's a collection of oitzer of Mefarshei Rashi. So they bring their sefer. I don't know who it is. Maskel of David says, "Lecha shin and leher shloi ha'yevshav binyan acher." What does it mean, "Loi ha'yevshav binyan acher"? I don't understand what that means. You're making a shatran promise. He dafka has to hold on to a sefer Torah or a thing like. You make Eliezer make a shvua. So Eliezer, it was loi ha'yevshav binyan acher. First, I never heard anybody who makes a shatran take an oath. Maybe it would be a good idea. Sometimes, but so he made him take it all, and then it was Leif Shabbin Acher. He had to touch him by Simakim. I don't know, it's a very, very strange thing. Everything's possible, yeah, could be. The Mishnah Brura in Simon, in Hilchos Beis Hakisei, which is Simon Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch brings three halachas. This is straight Shulchan Aruch. The same din it says here. It's Yudalit Hesvav Tezayin. Yudal Yizar Shalayech is Ba'am of a Yashtin. A person shouldn't touch himself. Here it again says Elaim Kein Hoya Nasui. Midas Chasidis Afilo Nasui. It's interesting. The Mishnah Brura says on the fact a person shouldn't touch himself when he urinates. The Mishnah Brura says Mishvuruch of Zayin. Yesh le pas besale, ein yisrei teik ve kolkach. Imi nida, a shehu bederech oser. Shmuel is not passing it this by Shmuel. By Shmuel said that it's mutter no matter what. And in the Banu Mitzech and Su, the Birkei Yosef. The Birkei Yosef here on this Taz argues with him and he holds that it's oser. Even nosui, it's only yishtayimai that there's a heter. But that otherwise a person should not at all touch himself lamata in that area, and he brings a raya. And the progressive argues with the Taz, who says it's only anybody married. He argues with Beis Shmuel, who says only you married, and the Taz, who says midas chasidus. The progressive argues also. He says, "What do you mean midas chasidus? If Dalit says osir." Later in Siv Zayin, says Chasidim Rishayim Gedele Chachamim, says certain things that are only Chasidim Rishayim. But Sivdal it says Aser. See, he says it's Aser to be mashed in, to touch yourself when you're mashed in, and he says if a person has to, the Mishnah Berurah says, like someone mentioned, it's mutar ayde matlis ava sheinu mischamim. That a person who does it in a way that doesn't bring him to chimum, it's mutar. So I suspect that people are different, not everyone's the same when it comes to these things. And it's very hard to say. Klal, I can only read to you what it says in the Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah. What? A person washes himself. A person can wash himself. I don't know. My question is, are these all absolute gezeiros? Or it's kafi ha'adam, a person doing something for 20 years and he never dreamed, and now Yerush Shulchan Aruch tells him that, it could be psychosomatic almost. It's So I don't know if these are gezeiros or if these are absolute rules. It's very hard to deal with. All right, this is Siv Gimel and Siv Dal. Let's go to Siv Hei. Some more technical halachas, easy at least to deal with in the current setting. Isha she'yesh lo oitem berechem. We're talking about a woman with some physical deformity. She has some physical issue where when her husband is ba'al her, he's not able to let the zera into the body. I'm not sure such a metzius. It means... it doesn't mean that the cervix is closed. If the cervix is closed, the vaginal canal is normal. He can do a normal bia. There are medical conditions where women have the cervix is the opening of the uterus. The cervix has to be sewn shut for one reason or another. Sometimes during pregnancy, women who are prone to the cervix opening and miscarrying, they stitch it closed. So that's not a shaila. There it's a normal bia in the vaginal canal, and just the zera doesn't go into the cervix, doesn't go into the uterus. So as I said, she's pregnant anyway, or nothing to do with that. That's not what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. Shulchan Aruch is talking about, now this it says in the number of tshuvas, in the Marsham, the Cheshev HaEifah, I think that's Rav Padova from England, has a tshuva about somebody who had to sew up the cervix, and he says like what I'm saying, that's not what it's talking about. It's talking isha sheyesh lo oitem berechem vayidei ken kshabaylo mishamish ima zera mibachutz. He can only be matel zera outside of the body. Then, so the Shulchan Aruch says, in such a case, aser. It's aser. But the Ramah says, av mutel shamishim katana, or alienis, a woman who can't become pregnant, tell mishamish kederech haaretz. A man's married, he has a wife, so he's allowed to be mishamish in the normal way, even if she can't become pregnant. Sometimes she's too old to become pregnant. All of these things, or even like a lame woman has the uterus removed, so you're allowed to be mishamish. That's alienis. So you're allowed to be mishamish with a woman because the tashmish is a normal tashmish. The mechaber is a tshuvas harash. And the Rush had such a case with a man that was married to a woman, and the only way they could do bia is if he was zera b'chutz, if the zera didn't go into the body, and in such a case he asked her to be with her. Now lemaisa, most shalos that come up, it's really a kula, because if it's zera b'bifnim, it's mutter. Even if she can't become pregnant, if the zera comes out inside, that it's mutter. On the other hand, the place can bring from this rush that it's clear, a chumrah, that if you have a woman that you can't be zara mebifnim, if you have a woman, whatever medical reason, the only way to be with her is to be matal zara mebichutz, that it's also, even if it's a wife that you're mishubit to, it's still aser. It's clear. The Mechaber says, isha sheyesh le'ita berechem, he's talking about a married woman, and the husband is mishamish with her. She's a married woman, and the only way that he could be bail her is to be matel zera mebechutz. So it says here that that it's aser. So it's a big chumrah that if you have a woman Leilenu who you can't be zayir bebifnim, that you're not allowed to live with her. That's what comes out. There is the tshuva on this topic there's a tshuva in the Ksav Sefer, tshuva Chavav in Evan Ezer. He says that it's nearer from Rav Yishayim that it should be mutter. And he says, Ma'esev ha-shulchan aruch pasuk ha-tshuva sarash. He says, I can't do anything about it. I can say all kinds of svaras to be matir, but the shulchan aruch asers. So aleinu such a metzias where this happens. Now there's something called retrograde ejaculation, which takes place when certain surgeries that take place. The body zera is manufactured in the kiss by the bayim, and it's not the way we imagine. We imagine the zera will go straight from the bayim through the gid and come out. That's not the way the body works. The body works. The zera is manufactured in the bayim, and it goes through a long what Chazal called the shvil hazera, what they call the vas deferens, which is a long tube. It goes circularly into the body, and comes around in a circle. It could be that's what makes it shoot out. It comes around in a loop, and comes back through the body, and the shvil hazera, and then it comes out. Now, a vasectomy, which a Jew is not allowed to have, what's done by a vasectomy? They don't touch the kiss, they don't touch the part of the body that produces sperm. A vasectomy is a vas deferens is this tube. They call it tying, they don't tie it, they cut it. They cut the tube so that it doesn't, the zera can't make its way up into the ejaculation. And that's a vasectomy. You're not allowed to have a vasectomy, but that's what it is. Now, I should explain. What? So the question is when they do prostate surgery. When the prostate is removed, which very often people get older, the prostate is a gland that goes around the urethra. It goes around the canal that comes both from the bladder, both urine and zera come through that shvil. And it's common when people get older that the prostate gets inflamed, it gets enlarged, and it chokes the canal for things to come out. And the prostatectomy itself, the removing of the prostate or the shaving of the prostate, is not a halacha shaila. It's certainly mutter. Now, the refuah is the removing of the prostate. What they also do is they either tie or cut. I think they cut usually the vas deferens. They usually cut this tube. Why do they do that? It has nothing to do with the prostate. They found an incidence of infection that from the prostate where they cut, there's always the infection in the place you do surgery, but they found that sometimes the germs that cause infection travel back through the shvil hazera, back to the bayim, there's an aver right on, that rides alongside the bayim that produces that brings the sperm out, and that gets infected. And they suspect the infection comes from the germs going back through the shvil hazera. So therefore, they cut the shvil hazera. Now there are two shilas here. One shila is nothing to do with the simen. Is a shila of kreshufcha. It's a shila whether such a person is mutar b'kol. Because if you damage the male evarim, then there's an isser. If it's done at day adam, to be day shemai as well, to be day adam, it's a problem. Now, just this goes all the way back to Simen Hay, which we learned a long time ago. We learned the halachis of a person who has a kreshuvcha, who has any type of damage to the evari azera, that is asa b'kahal, that it's only asa b'dei adam, not b'dei shamayim. If it happens because of an illness, it doesn't ask to the person, only b'dei adam. Now we had that, I believe it was the Rosh Hashita, that it is an illness, and to repair the illness, the doctor has to do something, that's also called b'dei shamayim. Now, that's true, but it doesn't apply to this, because here there's no illness in the Shvil Hazera. It's a prophylactic surgery. It's done, it's preventative. It's not, there's no problem. The problem is the prostate. And because they find that a certain percentage of the times it causes an infection, so they cut the Shvil Hazera. So that's bidei adam. The heter b'kahal, it's the chazainish's heter. It's referred to. Ramesh in his tshuva calls it the heter, the chazainish. That the shvil hazera is cut in the body, not in the kiss. If it's cut in the body, not in the kiss, that's even though it's the same shvil, but it's only aser if it's done in the place of the evarei hazachar. So that's the heter. Over the last few decades, it's become clear that not all doctors do it that way. Many doctors do it in the kiss, and somebody should be aware of it. Somebody goes to surgery for prostate, he really has to discuss with his surgeon how he's going to do it. It's not a matter of a medicine. The same thing is accomplished either way. It's a question of just what's easier at the time of the surgery. We have upstairs Rabbi Bleich's set of contemporary halachas. There, I believe, in volume 3, he brings this discussion. He brings the Chazenish, the Grismaisha, and others who talk about it. And then at the end, he says that nowadays, and he's writing in the 1990s, I believe, it's sometimes done differently, and a person has to find out. I think now there's pushback on the whole thing. That it was a mistake in the first place. It's not what causes infection. Infection rates don't go down. So I read up a little on it. That the whole procedure is being called into question. But doctors have to keep on doing it for defensive purposes, because if they don't do it, then it gets infected. They're going to get sued. Since the common medicine is to do it, a lot of what doctors do is defensive today because of the insanity of suing doctors, of the liability that they have. Now, be that as it may, what they get to this simon is that the zera, the sperm produces the zera, even if a person had this procedure, but the zera actually comes out not through the aver, but it's what they call retrograde ejaculation, or the ejaculation causes the zera to come out into the body, and it disappears with the rest of the fluids of the body, however the body absorbs them. So that idea, I think, is not a zera levatala idea, even though what's really happening is that the zera is sort of going to waste, but it's not something that's included in this. It has to be the zera mebechutz, like it says here in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, now this is a very simple. Sif, Gimel, Dalin, and Hay. Pisrei Tshuva Beis is the main discussion here that has there are two parts of Pisrei Tshuva Beis. The part without the parentheses and the part with the parentheses. Now, some cipher in between. I'll resist my Yetzirah to jump to the Chacham cipher, and let's learn first without the parentheses, now we'll add it. Outside the parentheses, he brings up Achleikis that the Pisrei Tshuva calls the Chavdei Shloimei and Rebbe Kiveinu. Now, as a hakdama to this, there's a sugya in Yevamis and indeed in appears twice, I believe, in Shas. It says Gimel Noshim Misham Shais B'Moich. It says three women are supposed to do Tashmish with a Moich. A Moich is somebody that absorbs a Zera. It says Ketana Muberes Umeinekes. Okay, whatever the medical reasons, not to get to our discussion, it was considered not safe for Ketana Muberes Umeinekes to have a normal tashmish, so mele you're allowed to do it with a meich. Divrei Rav Meir. Chachamim ayrim, Chachamim say no, tishamish kedarka, u'mishamayim yirachmu aleha. Very strange gemara. He says she shouldn't do it normally. If you're shamayim, you'll have rachmanis. Like, we don't say that, you know, you cross the street with your eyes closed, and mishamayim, they'll have rachmanis. Shemayim didn't have rachmanis on fools. They only have rachmanis on people that are careful.
It's not
the
tashmish. I think
it's Hiraya. The Hiraya. Yeah, the Hiraya is what's dangerous, not tashmish. So the Chachamim needs something of a Hezber, which you're going to come to. But first, is the Machlaikis Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam, Pshat, Pashim, Pshat, in the Mishnah. Gimel Noshim, Mishamshis, B'mayich. Rashi learns it means a Meich Lefnei Tashmish. It means before she's with her husband, she puts in a Meich, so she won't become pregnant. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, that's Aser. Now I'll be Matal Zera in a place where she can't become pregnant. It's not called Zera B'chutz. It's a much bigger Chiddush, the Rabbeinu Tam. He says it means a Meich Acher Tashmish. Clean herself out after Tashmish, that's really what the Sugi is talking about. Obviously,
he's not aware.
So we're going to learn about that if he's not aware. But the point is, the Chachamim Oisrim, Ramei is Mati, Ramei is Chashish L'miyuta. Probably it's a Miyut Sakana. Normally by Sakana, everyone's Chashish L'miyuta. But the Chachamim say it's Aser. Why are they saying it's Aser? According to Rashi, the rasering of Meichlef Nei Tashmish. According to Rabbeinu Tam, also Meichlef Nei Tashmish is Aser, just the Acha Tashmish is the Machlekes Reb Yehuda and the Chacham. So let's learn the Pischei Tshuva. It's obviously in Egeia to somebody if for one reason or another wants to use a Meich to prevent the woman from becoming pregnant. So let's learn the Pischei Tshuva. Initially we'll skip over the parentheses. The Chassam Sofer, I mentioned in the past, is always brought in the Pischei Tshuva in parentheses in the Madura Kama, the original print of the Pischei Tshuva. When he put out his first Madura, he didn't have the Tshuva Chassam Sofer. Tshuva Sofer was published after he passed away, and he didn't have it. Later, he added the Tshuva Chassam Sofer, Mil Tzedakah, a few different Tshuva Svarim, mostly Chassam Sofer. He always stuck it in parentheses. One of the reasons the printers left it in parentheses was sometimes when there's a cross reference, he says, I am Asher Kasafti, whatever, Sim Kosama Face of Kotten Gimel. The Sif Kotten Gimel got changed by those Sif Kottens that are totally. Parenthetical, that are totally in the parentheses. It gives you the ability to sort of count the missing ones and find the right one. But be that as it may, let's learn first the Machlokes Chen Shleim Rekiv Eger, and then we'll go to the subside. It's a cotton base. Yesh lo'aytim barach. I am Jules Chen Shleim Bemvav. Advar Isha Achas Hashem Haroifim Pechad Gazru Va'amru Shem Tisaber Tia Mesukenes Ma'id. This is a woman who she went to multiple doctors and they all agree that it's a sakana for her to become pregnant. V'chas v'sholem ya'ara la meha ibor sakanas mavis. So obviously she's not allowed to become pregnant because it's a danger of death. U'muteris l'shamish b'maych lefnei tashmish. Is she muta? Where meha would certainly be matir. But we pass like the chachamim, is that muta?
Are they married?
We'll discuss that, I guess, separately. Because of falfel besugya, the gimel nashim shashus b'chutz. He has a pilpul. He doesn't read the whole pilpul. He just reads the maskana. The hella. His maskana is ain't sarach legarsha b'shvil zeh. I guess it answers your question. He says he doesn't have to divorce her. Means he's not osita. Ava gad desricha los ismeh kaidim tashmish. The ava pikein lo yhava begeder hashchas zera. That's not called hashchas zera. Kimishu derech tashmish. So the Chiddush Leibis says that it's mutter, the Bokim Sakana, that it's mutter because, I guess the way he would explain, Rameya says it's mutter. He's going with Rashi Shita. The Chachamim argue, but they only argue where it's a Chashash Rachik, that she's a Ketana, a Muberes, that'll be a Sakana. Where it's a Chashash Kariv, that'll be a Sakana. The Chachamim will be made it to Rameya. And therefore, he says that it's mutter. Now, skip the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, go to two lines from the bottom. Va'ayin b'tshuvas Rabbi Akiva Eger, Chelek Yerodeh, Simen Ayin Aleph. And when he says Chelek Yerodeh, Rabbi Akiva Eger is just Chelek Aleph, Simen Ayin Aleph. Machmir mamish b'zeh. V'dayta idein lahatir af achar tashmish. Loi mi boi kainim tashmish, even achar tashmish it's awesome. Ach, b'simen ayin bei, shom choza v'hiskam l'rav ha-shoyah, lahat alas is moich achar tashmish. In a subsequent tshuva, he has charata. And he matir, but only la'achar tashmish, k'seida b'dikusa b'chor b'stakim al-makim sh'Hashem ishdash. To clean out what we call the cheder achitzayin, the vaginal canal, ulam nitchay kamach harbe, but to press against the cervix and get it to spit out its zera, yishloi b'da asa ayin shom. Rabbi Kivega there says, it's also such measure. What? Say it again? A douche. So a douche is typically the outside, is the... No, when I say outside, I mean there's the vaginal canal, which the Chazal called the Proizdar, or the Bayis Achitzai, and then there's inside the uterus. Whether the douche cleans inside the uterus, I don't know. What? What, the Bayis? Oh, so Rabbi Kivegan, that shuv explains... that there are two types of cleaning out. He has to steer it to Gemaras. He says there's cleaning out the Bayis HaPnimi. There's a way, I don't know, but the finger doesn't reach it, but the Bayich, you can push a Bayich. He says you press against the cervix, you get the uterus to give out, etc. I'm telling you what it says in Mikveg, I don't know the mechanics. What? No, it won't. If it doesn't open it more than... 6 p.m. a car, it doesn't open it 0.7 inches, it's not going to make her a nida. It's going to, if dam comes out, it'll make her a nida. There's no reason she should bleed if she's in the middle of the month. So bottom line, a moich lefnei tashmish, Rabbi Kiveger is asering in all cases, and the Chevde Shleime is matir, b'makim sakana, this is the halacha that it says here, and comes out, it's a machlaikas, I guess, but in place of a tzairach, it would be mutter. The Ramosha has numerous tshuvas in Chelek Aleph on this machlaikas of Rikveger and Chevde Shleimai. Ramosha Shlita on birth control is that a diaphragm or any barrier is mutter b'makam sakara, like the Chevde Shleimai. He said Rabbi Kivega would be moida to the Chevde Shleime. He disagrees with the Pischei Tshuva. He says Rabbi Kivega's Tshuva is not talking about Makam Sakana. That he learns Ramei and the Chachamim argue where it's a Dava Muit, she'll become pregnant. And even the Chachamim only argue. He says, what does it mean? Mishmaim Yerachmu Aleh. What does it mean, Mishmaim Yerachmu? So Rabbi Shah says she's a regular woman. It's normal for women to be Ketanais, Mubarais, and Menikais. So you're allowed to do the normal way. But if a woman has a non chayli, there's no mishabayim yirachmu, and the chum will be maskim to Rameir, and he's matir, even a meich lefnei tashmish, and he argues he's super fairish, the Pesach Shulah shouldn't have quoted Rabbi Kiveger, Kilu, he's arguing with the Chevde Shleimai, because in a place of Vadei Sakana, Rabbi Kiveger also agreed that you don't have to get divorced.
Why is it different than where the Tamach?
Why is it different to Raya Damach Mastashrish? Raya Damach Mastashrish is a deraisa to be by Elher because of Nida. Over here, so Ramesha goes with the Chevde Shleimai's approach that it's not called Zera Levatola if it's for a purpose. We already discussed once that the person is allowed to give out Zera for medical testing if he has a purpose for it. Zera Levatola is also if it's Mamish Levatola. So Ramesha goes with the Chevde Shleimai. He says he holds Rabbi Kivega would be masking. And either way, he holds a makam sakana. But Ramesh is very stark that a diaphragm is only mutter the makam sakana. What?
If it's mutter, then it's mutter. If it's not, then it's not.
I mean, if, you mean if it's not levatol? I hear. I think what he's saying is the chachamim argue with Rameyer, except in the case of sakana. That's what Ramesh is saying. That the chum lemaisa chum emaser. Bektana midekes muberes, they chamdu aser. So he say they aser except where it's a true sakana. Doesn't mean 100% sakana. It means it's a chayli that could bring a sakana. Doesn't mean she's going to drop dead from it. It means it's a chash. By dam it's isakaris. Here it's not. Again, the chachamim hold that there's no heter. It's Rameyah's heter. So chamol there's no heter. The chama made it to Rameyah b'makim chashas sakana. That's how he says. The idea of mishmai yirachmo alea is when you do it b'derech hateva, you do it in the normal way. So it's clear that the chachamim aser in the cases that are mentioned there. So you can't tell me it's not levatol, it's a tzaira, so it should be always mutter. The chama do aser. So have you explained why the chama aser is a fair shemishna? So chamam amatir, however you can be masber. It's shuva sabachay in the first volume. This is anaf hay, where he explains Rabbi Kiva Eger, we might have a chashleima. So tilchem deshleima. Yes, you have to, if you want, you go through it. But Rabbi Moshe does write in Simis al Zayin. This is only if they're married already. For a woman who can't do bia except with a diaphragm, he says you're not allowed to marry such a woman because it's not a lechatchila dikaheter. And you're not allowed to do it. Now, fortunately, today there are oral contraceptives, which, for the most part, women could take. There are women who have reactions to the hormones in their oral contraceptives, which is a big problem. But as long as a person is taking a pill that's not included in the iser of matzal zera aleitzim v'avanim, an oral contraceptive just keeps her constantly in a non-fertile state, and the body is fooled to not ovulate. And they have oral contraceptives. Today they have, you don't have to take it by pill, they have the Novaring, which is a popular contraceptive. It's the same medication, it's a ring of the medication. One pushes it into her body up, it's made to hook onto the cervix, amazing thing. It hooks onto the cervix, and it gives the hormone directly in. It's a lower dose. Women who have reactions to the hormone, to a higher dose of the hormone, I'm not talking about an allergic reaction, it's a danger. The reaction to hormones are usually mood swings or depression. So they have a lower dose because since it's put directly onto the cervix, so the Novaring originally had to be put in every month. Now they have, I think, 6 month Novarings that they pull out, that it goes to 6 months straight. But those types of things are mutter. Obviously, a person has to be mekayim pur revu, but to the degree that a person can be mekayim pur revu and do things properly. So it's not a moich. Right. So Rav Moshe writes that not only that, even spermicides, Rav Moshe holds, is not matl. The isati matl zera aleitzim v'avanim. Matl zera is aser. So that's a mayach, a diaphragm, any barrier method of preventing pregnancy. The pill is certainly not. All the pill does is stops the body from ovulating. The body anyhow only ovulates 1 week every month, so it keeps the body the other way the rest of the month. The spermicide is a bigger chiddush. The spermicide is something a woman puts in, it's foam, or today they have vaginal inserts that have spermicide. The zera, the semen, goes all the way up the body, but the spermicide, it kills the sperm. The sperm can't make the woman pregnant. The downside of spermicide is that it's not 100% effective. It's effective, but not 100% effective. You asked that before. That's some cipher. We'll see now in a minute. But anyway, these are the methods. There's the IUD, which IUD is an intrauterine device. That's the fourth method. There are four methods of contraception today. The barrier of one type or another, the spermicide, the oral contraceptives or an ovary, and an IUD. The old rhythm method where they try to figure out what time of the month they're ovulating is not, it's far from perfect, and it's not used anymore. They used to take the temperature every morning and chart it and try to figure out. What? They're back? The rhythm method is back? Okay. But probably not with a thermometer. Probably with some scientific AI device. I wouldn't rely on AI so quickly. Somebody, I was in a car traveling to Philadelphia with somebody. He said, "Do you ever use AI?" I said, "No." So he said, "Here, ask it any question." So I think it was Shemitah here. So I wrote, "What is Shemitah?" AI confused Shemitah with Shechita. it wasn't straight Shechita. It was a mixture of Shemitah and sharpening the knife during the seventh year. So, very, very confusing thing. If it would have been straight Shechita, it would have been okay, but it mixed Shemitah with Shechita. And then they put in, who is Rabbi Yisrael Reisman? So that I didn't let him see. But it was very complimentary. I mean, there must be nothing negative about me on the... unless it's designed to only be complimentary. Okay. At any rate, the subcipher. All right, this is the tumult over the thing. I think Ramesh's Pesachim are generally, in this area, generally accepted because today's types of spermicide, to have somebody who write a tshuva like that tshuva in Sima Samachay, he's Mevar, it's Medi Anofim, he's Mevar all the Rishainim, and then he goes through the early Achrainim. And he's Mevar in a very clear way. It's a separate topic. Well, we'll talk about it. I want to stick to this now because that's it. Now, some cipher here says something which is very important and needs to be understood. Okay, we go back to Pesachei Tshuva, line 5. Ulam, b'tshuva sasam cipher, yeredeya kuf pei beis. Shom Sefer has a tshuva, was that kuf ayin base? I'm sorry. Shaila bezuma kizu mamish umasik ladina. La seis meich bishas tashmish vadi ein lahatir. So Sefer holds not to be matir, the diaphragm, something like that. Ach achar tashmish efshi yesh lahakul. After tashmish, it could be semech on Rashi. Rashi holds this, there's only lifnei tashmish. Now lacha tashmish. Rak shiehei bershus habal veritzaynoi. Now this line is a thing. He says, what? Achar Tashmish is always not correct.
Not just the three.
Right. Right. Achar Tashmish Rashi is matir. It sounds like the Shulchan Aruch Paskens that way in Hilchos Nida and Kuf Tzadik Vav. But I want to get to the point of some sefer. Some sefer says that you're not allowed to be mashkis, the zera of the husband, without his permission. Now, that needs a biur. How would you understand that? Not mashkis zera of the husband without his permission. How would you understand that? I want to tell you a shaila I had a number of years ago. I have to disguise it a little bit because it's... I'm afraid somebody will hear the recording. But to keep the essential pieces together and to present the shaila, is a woman who was married to a man, and they were childless, and she went to doctors, and the doctor said that if they do IVF, they can make a partner. Her husband's sperm is good, her eggs are good, and for whatever reason, it's not catching, whatever the medical reason is. So the normal thing that's done is you bring the husband's sperm and the woman's eggs, they do a transfer and that's the path. The husband refused to do it. He said, I want you to become pregnant normally. I don't trust doctors. I don't trust IVF. And he refused to do it. She was getting older. And she asked me what to do. So she had an idea. Could be the doctor suggested it. She had an idea. She'll be with him in the morning. She'll make it that they have Tashmish in the morning. And then she'll go straight to the doctor. The doctor will pull out some of the zera. The zera is still good for many hours. Some of the zera out of her body. Impregnate her using IVF. And she'll be pregnant. And the husband will say, "You see, I told you it works without medical intervention." She'll say, "Yes, amazing." And she'll have a child from him. So the question was whether that's mutter. As best I recall, I called Reb Shmuel at the time. And Reb Shmuel, I don't want to paskin later from this, but then if I look at my notes remember things, I forget things. The Rav Shmuel told me you need his rishus. You can't use his zera without his rishus. That seems to be some cipher here, that you need his rishus. Now, why in the world should you need his rishus? Is it a gzela shaila? Like you're stealing? The zera still belongs to him, and you're stealing it from him. Is that the issue? Or, it's a schus for him. What?
The whole idea is that he wants to take him with the zera. That's what she's doing.
Yeah. Okay.
He's not stealing.
He's using the zera. If the sam sefer means you know, I'll do things. It's his thing. He can do. He can say whatever he wants. Why? Why? So it's not his because it's Habari. Maybe it is his. I don't know. We can argue about it. And so Sefer looks like he doesn't call it Gzela. It sounds like some Sefer. It's because he's Bailim on the Puravu. But even though it says Afilakim Puravu, he's Bailim on the Leshevis. So it's big Nafkamina. If it's a Gzela Shaila, you know how to do it. If it's because he's Bavatla, because he has a right for Puravu and Leshevis Yitzara, it's he only helping him. It will be an afkamina here. What? Sheker. What's the Isser of Sheker? What's the Isser of Sheker? What? Generally, the Dvar Sheker Tirchak is only Yasser. Dvar Sheker Tirchak says in Hilchus Bezdin. And when you're saying a sheker, how do you feel? You say fine. You don't feel fine. There's no issue of sheker. Sheker is only when it causes something. Now David says shalom bayis. I don't know if you meant shalom bayis is yes to become bread or not to become bread. He's not going to tell her. She's not going to tell him. It's not going to be any shalom bayis issues. There's not going to be any shalom bayis issues. All the way. There'll be more shalom bayis issues. She doesn't do it. So I don't know. I want to tell you a fascinating shaila. It's a shaila today when men undergo, like Elena, who have to undergo chemotherapy, they harvest sperm and freeze it. A lot of the types of chemo, especially chemo for someone who has Rahman al-Tzlan, a disease in that part of the body, destroys the ability of the body to produce sperm. So it's a very routine thing today that they harvest sperm and they freeze it, and he goes to the chemo, ever for Shalema, and when he gets married, he'll be able to have children because his sperm is frozen and usable. The shaila is, what happens if he dies? He dies without children, his wife has to fall to Yibam. She falls to Yibam. In the meantime, after he dies, they take some of his frozen sperm, and they impregnate his wife. She wants to have a child from him. It's not unheard of. It sounds like science fiction. It's not unheard of. I don't know if Ruach Chamim Beche Menu, to create a child who's born without a father deliberately, but what's the din? Legabi Yivam, you don't do Yivam anyway. It's Legabi Chalitza. Does she need Chalitza? She doesn't need Chalitza. Here she has a child. It's like a riddle. How can you have a child and still need Chalitza? What? That's a good afkamina. She has chalitza kemerikai. So it's fascinating. This shaila is the tshuvas Naida Yehuda. You're going to tell me how could it be in the Naida Yehuda? Let me the simon a seif simon samach tes. Maybe Yehuda kama seif simon the samach tes. He has a fascinating shaila. He has a shaila about a man that died shortly after Tashmish. His mshamish at his wife. And whatever happened later, after he got hit by a car, Rahman al-Islam, he died shortly after Tashmish. And she became pregnant from that night. She became pregnant. Yeah. What's a shaila? The Zera is killed for 72 hours. She didn't necessarily become pregnant when he was alive. It could be the Zera was killed a few hours later. So he has a shaila whether, what's her din? Legabi Yibam mechalitza. He writes, even if you know for sure that she became pregnant later, even though she became pregnant, if she became pregnant later, she's still chayva chalitza because ish kiyamus ubein ein loy. When he died, he had no son. What? But the moment he died, she wasn't. Ishkiyamus of Eid Eilai. That's what he says. The moment he dies is the... What? Eilai. It's a good question. I want to tell you, in Rabbi Yashu Shiurim, I'm Bechairis, just as like, Rabbi Yashu Shiurim, Bechairis and Daf Yud, he brings the Night of Yehuda, and he writes there, and it's not Daf Yud, it's Daf Chav, he brings the Night of Yehuda, he brings the Shaila, brings the Night of Yehuda, he says, Kfar Tzavchu Olav Kamoi, says, plenty screamed at him already, the Halach is not like him, she has a child that you potter. To me, it's just fascinating that this contemporary Shaila goes back to a Tshuva's Night to be Yehuda. It doesn't matter. She's pregnant. The 40 days is... you can't become pregnant 40 days. It's 72 hours. You know, just the 40 days, it's that determined.
The sperm is there during his lifetime.
The sperm, but not the pregnancy. So that's it. Okay, Al Kapata will continue next.